Hello everyone, this is 10 Today, a 10-minute set of exercises to do at home to help keep yourself active. Before we get to today's presenter, a couple of housekeeping points to note. The 10 Today project is funded by the Big Lottery and Sport England, and when you're doing the exercises, it's important that you don't push yourself too far, and by taking part, you agree to 10 Today's terms and conditions. You can read these terms and conditions at tnflink.uk/10T, and the 10T is the digit 1, the digit 0, and the letter T. And please remember that you agree to take part at your own risk. Today's exercises are brought to you by Mike, and here he is.
Hello everyone, welcome to 10 Today, broadcast number 5. This is a short 10-minute physical activity routine which will get you moving and stretching. It's great for your health, including improving your balance and building up your strength. Just take it at your own pace. There are plenty of options. If an exercise feels too much, just take it easy and have a break. All the exercises can be done either stood up or sitting down, so just do whatever feels good for you today. We want you to do this exercise safely. You are responsible for monitoring how you're feeling throughout the session. So if you feel any discomfort or pain, for example, if you feel unwell or dizzy or experience palpitations, then please stop and seek medical advice. Please remember, you agree to take part at your own risk. If remaining seated, at least to begin with, it would be ideal if you can use a hard chair that you can sit upright in, which could be a dining chair, preferably without arms, which could get in the way in some exercises, and sit with your feet flat on the floor. Okay, if you're stood up, just step your feet hip-width apart, relax your shoulders, and stand up nice and tall. Take a couple of deep breaths. If you're sitting down, place both feet firmly on the floor. Keep your back straight, relax your shoulders, and take a couple of deep breaths. In and out. In and out. So, the first exercise is called supporting the sky. Raise both arms together straight up to the ceiling with your palms up, and then turn your palms to face down and push down. And again, so hands up and hands down. And repeat, remembering to push up with those palms supporting the sky and down. And now, keep going. This is a really good exercise just to get those wrists moving, and it stretches the muscles in your arms and shoulders, which can often get a little tight. It's also just a nice gentle warm-up. So we should have just a couple more now. So hands up with your palms up, and then palms down and hands down. And one more time, hands up and hands down. The next exercise is called dancing the rainbow. So you want to move your feet a little bit wider than hip width apart into a wide stance. You raise your right arm straight up with your palm up and push down. Now do the same with the left arm, up and down. And keep going, remembering to turn the palm down on the way down. Keep going, alternating your arms. This is a really good exercise for strengthening those shoulders and arms. So keep going, remembering to change those arms and facing the palm up to the ceiling when you press up, and then palm facing down when you press down. So the next one is called kick the ball. If you're standing, I recommend you're near something that you can hold on to for balance. So if you swing your right leg forward, keeping it as straight as possible, and then swing it back to standing. So swinging your right leg and keep repeating that action. If you're chair-based, straighten out your right leg right in front of you, feeling the nice stretch down your leg. Then return your foot to the floor and repeat. So whether you're sitting or standing, you're just swinging your right leg forward and back, imagining there's a ball in front of you that you want to kick. Do this a couple more times. This is great for mobilising your hips, stretching your leg and improving your balance. Now we're going to do exactly the same for the left leg. So swing your leg forward and back, forward and back, keeping that leg nice and straight. You might be starting to feel your heart rate go up a little now, but that's great. It just means you're building up your strength. And now a couple more times, we should all be feeling nice and warm now. Next up, it's the twister. Place your hands on your hips, relaxing those shoulders, and twist your upper body to the right, and then twist back to the centre, and then to the other side. So just keep twisting your upper body from left to right, feeling that nice stretch in your side. And just keep going for a few more times. Good work. Definitely you should be feeling warm now. Next up is moving legs. Again, if you're standing, you might want to be near something you can hold on to for balance. So raise your right leg out and straight. Then move it to the side so you feel that nice stretch in the top of your leg. Then move it back to the centre and back down. Repeat this with the left leg. So lift your leg up straight out in front, then move to the side, then back straight and back down. So that's up, to the side, back straight and back down. And again, do that a couple more times. This is really good for your hips, tummy and thighs. Slow and controlled is more challenging and rewarding, so keep going. Remember to keep the leg straight, lift your leg up straight out in front, then move to the side, then back straight, and back down. So up, to the side, back straight, and back down. And just a couple more times. Now we have circle the sky. Raise both arms together, straight up, and circle them in a small circle twice, using your shoulders to move too. And then push your arms down. And again, raise your arms together, straight up, circle them round twice, and push down. So raise your arms up, circle one, two, and push down. Again, this is a really good one for getting your shoulders moving and building up strength. Keep going, really moving those shoulders and arms. We should all be getting warm now. If you want to make it a little harder, move your shoulders in even bigger circles. So just a couple more here, lifting the arms up, circling twice, and pushing down. And just one more. Good. Next is going low. These exercises are slightly different if you're sitting or standing. So if you're standing, place your feet hip-width apart, bend at your knees, and try to keep your back straight. And then straighten up your legs again. Keep your feet facing forward, and try not to let your knees move in front of your toes. So you're just moving up and down by bending your legs. A little bit like a mini squat. If you're sitting, Just straighten out your right leg right in front of you, feeling that nice stretch down your leg. Then return your foot to the floor. And repeat on the other side. Whichever variation you're doing, you're working your legs. If you're standing, you're also working your bottom. Okay, so keep going, always remembering to keep your back straight. And for those of you who are standing, bending knees down and then up and sitting, raising alternate legs. If you're standing, can you make it more challenging by going down slowly and holding at the bottom briefly? Right, just a few more. Next, butterfly wings. So this is a nice exercise where you're rolling your shoulders back. Bend your arms so both hands are at chest height, and then use your arms to move your shoulders back in nice large circles, using both arms at the same time. If this is a bit challenging, you can do one arm at a time. So keep moving, circling both arms from the back. This is great for the shoulders and upper back, so keep moving. They can be quite energetic, these. Make the circle as wide as you can and keep going. Just a couple more now. Now we have charging the fists. Whether you're standing or sitting, place your feet hip distance apart in a strong stance. Clench your fists, holding them at chest height, and then punch out with your right hand and pull back. And repeat the punch with your left. Keep going, punching with alternate hands. It's a great stress buster, this one. Really think about how your muscles are responding here, making the punches slow and controlled. Just a couple more now. Good job. Now, we really should all be feeling warm. If you're feeling a little out of breath, well, that's a good thing. It means you've been working. If you're not a little out of breath, I think you could probably work a little bit harder next time. Anyway, we're nearly finished for today. We'll just finish off with a nice stretch and cool down. So we're going to start with a hamstring stretch. So step forward with your right foot, placing your foot out in front of you, with your foot flat on the floor. Then bend your left leg and put your hands on your hips and just lean forward slightly. And whether you're sitting or standing, you should feel a nice stretch down the back of the leg. Hold it for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Then return to a standing position and swap your legs. So this time step forward with your left foot, placing your foot out in front of you with your foot flat out on the floor. Then bend your right leg and just lean forward slightly. Again, feeling that nice long stretch. Hold for another 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And the final stretch, hugging a tree. Just hold your arms out in front of you, just like you're hugging a tree, directly in front of you. And your arms, they form a nice circle in front of you. Then cup your hands, putting one hand in front of the other, and push your hands together, feeling that nice stretch across your shoulders and arms. Again, another 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, sit up or stand up and return to that nice relaxed posture we had at the beginning. Brilliant. So that was all the exercises for today. I hope you enjoyed them. Just to finish off, shake it out. So just shake those arms and hands and then your legs and feet. Great work, everyone. Doing 10 today just 3 times a week can have great health benefits. It's fun and you'll simply feel better. So do keep going. Thanks for listening.
TNS Soundings.